Senior Bowl was over the weekend. Ted Thompson was there. So were a couple Wisconsin Badgers. Speaking of the Badgers, when they play, you win. Go online to PapaJohns.com and punch in the promo code Badgers50. Get 50% off pizzas whenever the Badgers play, like they do tonight at basketball, 8 o'clock tip-off at Illinois.
Air it out on the Fan.
I'm Marcus, that's Bill, that's Rookie. You know who else was at the Senior Bowl or has the scoop on the NFL draft? Tony Pauline, DraftAnalyst.com, a longtime NFL draft analyst and publisher of DraftAnalyst.com. Tony, how you doing this morning?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, talk to me about those Wisconsin Badgers. Corey Clement was at the Senior Bowl, and from what I've been reading, pretty solid week for Corey. And Vince Beagle, the outside linebacker. What's their draft stock? Where are they going to go, and how'd they look at the Senior Bowl?
I thought both of them looked really good. You know, Clement, it's just a matter of him staying healthy and staying on the field, but I thought he was the best running back at the Senior Bowl over the 3 days of practice. He showed the ability to run on the inside, to pick and choose his spots. He showed better than expected speed turning the perimeter. He was a terrific pass catcher out of the backfield, and he really did well in blocking drills. So I think overall, you know, once you get past those top two backs, Corey Clement fits in that second tier of backs. If he has a good combine workout and passes all the medicals, I wouldn't be surprised if he fits into the third round. To my mind, Beagle had one of the most underrated weeks of any of the defenders. I mean, he really showed well. First of all, it started off in weigh-ins when he weighed in at 243 pounds, and he actually looked small, which tells me that he can probably carry 255 pounds with no problems. He was a force as a pass rusher all week at 3-4 outside linebacker, made a lot of plays up the field, really defeated the blocks of opposing offensive linemen. I really think that, you know, in the 3-4 system, which is natural to him, which is where he is best, he really looked terrific, did the little things well. Again, a guy who I think, if he runs well at the combine, I've always thought he was in that third round area. He may go a little bit later, but I think he's going to be a good NFL player.
And he has what I think you know doesn't show up on any kind of statistical sheet. The dude has like the motor that won't quit. He's got a lot of heart, and I think that's going to serve him well at the next level.
Yeah, it is instinctive too. I mean, the only thing that he has to work on is making plays in reverse. He's very good in the box. He's very good up in the field. He didn't really stand out in coverage last week. He didn't embarrass himself, but he didn't stand out, and that's the area of his game he has to work on. But I think he quietly had one of the better weeks of any of the linebackers there.
Now the Senior Bowl, how much can a guy's stock rise or fall at the Senior Bowl?
Oh, they can rise a real lot. I mean, you look at some of the quarterbacks. You look at, I know the name escapes me, the Wisconsin linebacker who was dominant a few years ago, who retired early from the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, he really helped himself.
Chris Borland.
At the Senior Bowl about when he was there 3 years ago. You have to remember, the Senior Bowl, there will be more eyes on these players during Senior Bowl practices than at any time during the scouting process. At the combine, the offensive line coaches come in and watch the offensive linemen with some of the coaches and some of the scouts and some of the general managers. Same thing with the receivers. But at Senior Bowl practices, the offensive line coaches, all the position coaches, are watching all the players with all the personnel people from each team. Granted, there's only 100 people there, but you're playing, you know, you're in live-action drills and full pads, so you could really help yourself. And there were players who significantly raised their stock this week, or last week, I should say. I apologize.
NFL Draft Insider Tony Pauline with us. One of those guys, Tony, I think from back in 2009 was B.J. Raji, who went skyrocketing, I thought, during the Senior Bowl, all the way into the top 10 where the Packers drafted him at number 9. He was the talk of the Senior Bowl, if I remember right. Who was that guy this year, or is there one guy?
Well, there were probably a couple of guys. I mean, Hassan Reddick of Temple. First thing is, you have to remember, the Senior Bowl is about expectations. You're expected to play at a certain level. If you exceed those expectations, then your stock is really going to take off, and that's what happened with Hassan Reddick of Temple. I mean, here's a guy who wasn't even listed by scouts entering the season. Had a tremendous senior campaign, primarily out of a defensive end spot at Temple. 22 tackles for loss, 10-plus sacks, made a lot of plays up in the box. So there were questions about, you know, can he play in space? And he did well every single day. I mean, he was a terror during pass rushing drills, whether it was in blitz drills, whether it was out of a three-point stance. But when he was asked to make plays moving in reverse, he really showed well. He improved every day, and by the last day, he was making plays on the ball. And if he wasn't making the play, he was right there to make the play, which lets you know that, you know, he has that ability. So I thought that Hassan Reddick really helped himself. Another Big Ten player, Dan Feeney of Indiana, I thought he was completely dominant during Senior Bowl practice. And what he did was he not only lined up a guard, but he showed well at center, too. So, you know, you've got a versatile lineman at that position. I think he's helped himself, could go into the top, could move into the top 45. And a small school guy, Cooper Kupp out of Eastern Washington, you know, he proved that he wasn't a product of the system. He proved that he wasn't just a big man playing against lesser competition. He showed that what his production on the field the past 2 years was not an aberration or an exception to the rule, but that's the player he really is. Terrific route runner, caught the ball very well, plays with excellent balance and body control. Not a speedster, but a guy that can produce in the right system at the next level.
Tony Pauline here on The Fan. Another guy plays the same position that caught my eye. I was watching the game on, it was a Saturday, and touchdown got called back, but Zay Jones from East Carolina made a heck of a play on that ball. Heard he had a great week of practice as well. And you look at his numbers at East Carolina, 399 catches in 4 years. I believe I saw that's the all-time receptions leader. But Zay Jones, did he help himself this weekend?
Yeah, I think he did. You know, a lot of those receptions at East Carolina, if you watch the film, were receiver screens where he caught the ball 1 or 2 yards off the line of scrimmage and it was asked to create after the reception.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big-bodied, natural pass catcher. He catches the ball well with his hands. He obviously has the bloodlines. His father, Robert Jones, played in the NFL. He gets up and comes down for those contested catches that you saw, you know, during the game. I think my only concern with Jones is he's not real quick. He's got, as we call, built-up speed. He's a bit of a strider. So, you know, he has limitations in that area in his game. But if you're looking for a possession type of guy, he's someone who definitely stood out during the 3 days of practice and looked good in the game, as you pointed out.
All right, Tony. Well, everybody here in Green Bay, Packers fans wondering, well, you're looking at the depth chart, and you saw what happened in the NFC Championship. Cornerback is a position of need. They need some pass rushers as well. Is there anybody, whether they were at the Senior Bowl or not, but maybe a possibility for the Packers, pass rusher or corner, sitting there late first round that could pique their interest?
There's going to be plenty of talent at both positions. I mean, that is for sure. It's just a matter of them picking the right guy. You're talking about pass rusher, maybe Carl Lawson of Auburn, who can play, you know, who's a smaller sort of pass rusher, can stand up over tackle and come out of a three-point stance. Taco Charlton, who wasn't at the Senior Bowl, probably should have been. He's a guy who's getting some late-round consideration from Michigan. Again, a guy who was just a relentless pass rusher, can do well out of a three-point stance or standing up over tackle. So those are two guys to consider. If you're looking at the cornerback spot, he doesn't have the great size, but Adoree Jackson out of USC, he's going to be about 5'10", if he's 5'10", when he measures at the Senior Bowl. As I wrote yesterday, teams look at him as a difference maker. A difference maker, potentially a cornerback, as a return specialist. So a lot of people like him. Maybe it's Tre'Davious White if Ted Thompson thinks that he's worth a late first-round pick. Really didn't play all that well last year during the Senior Bowl, during his senior season, but has a lot of great film from his sophomore and junior seasons at LSU. And you know, there were a lot of surprises late in round one, so he could go there. Another guy who's getting some first-round consideration, Quincy Wilson out of Florida. Bigger cornerback, doesn't get the same sort of headlines as Jalen Tabor, his teammate, but a lot of people think down the road Quincy Wilson's going to be a better NFL cornerback than Tabor.
That's Tony Pauline, draft analyst and publisher of DraftAnalyst.com. So before we let you go, Tony, who would you say is the best player in this draft? Maybe not necessarily who's going to go number one, but who's the cream of the crop, the best of the best in this draft?
I don't even think it's close. I mean, I think it's Myles Garrett, and I think the defensive end from Texas A&M, I think he is a dominant defensive front seven player. He's a tremendous pass rusher who does a solid job defending the run. And if I'm the Cleveland Browns, you know, you have to start to collect good football players. You end years of what's been a travesty, especially in the draft, by drafting the best player available. So whoever has the first pick, if they don't select Myles Garrett, I think they're gonna live to regret it quite quickly, because I expect Garrett to be a big-time player in the NFL early into his rookie year.
Awesome. Great stuff, Tony. We will talk with you hopefully closer to the combine.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
It's Tony Pauline, longtime NFL draft analyst and publisher of DraftAnalyst.com.